Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
There is a reason we go out on the AM and FM dial, global shortwave, WWCR, 6 hours a day, satellite. That's because the internet is becoming something that's less and less reliable unless you're on Internet 2. And our internet streams have been down for about 2 hours. They are back up now for the higher quality audio streams and the restreaming. Everybody listening on the GCNlive.com streams can now move back over to the Infowars.com streams that are there on the site, because later I'm going to do some behind the scenes, you know, where we skip some of the breaks on my streams with Alan Watt that's coming up in about 15 minutes. We're going to have open phones for him as well. Going back to Jerry in PA, I want to cram in some other calls. Jerry, you're saying they're really gearing up and you say pushing through, doing a lot more, I guess, zoological stuff that can spread between animals and humans. We know they gave us the West Nile from there outside New York in the ocean at that island. We know they gave us the weaponized Lyme's disease, another little friendly thing the government gave us. I mean, give us some inside tidbits. You say you've worked in and around bioweapons facilities.
I actually worked for, I don't know if I'm allowed to, name names of companies.
Sure, tell us.
I worked for Steris Corporation, which bought the old American Sterilizer Company that moved to Monterey. They really originally didn't want to buy us. They wanted to buy a service company. They ramped up for a $20 million cut for the federal government to, on their federal excise tax. They said even if we worked for minimum wage that they wouldn't stay, you know, with no benefits. They moved to Monterey, ramped up their effort. But we did probably in the last year there probably more sterilization equipment for Plum Island and Fort Detrick than I ever seen in the 27 years that I was there. I watched the spread of West Nile come across western New York into Pennsylvania, birds dropping over dead all over the neighborhoods. I'm right on a lake. They pull people, if you see dead birds, call them up, and they'll come in and analyze them in the whole nine yards. But they have to have a delivery system, okay?
That was mosquitoes. We heard about mosquito cages
sure.
Got put out by the government right before that happened.
Sure. And it's widespread here. Ask yourself, what would be a better way to get people to submit to go get a vaccine or what have you? Maybe this thing with the troops is an experiment to see if they can get a vaccine to vaccinate them. You know, what more way could you get people to bend a knee whenever you're sick, you want help, to go and seek help?
No, it's perfect to make them the saviors. They love killing us while we clutch at them like they're our mommies held to their breast. But really, rattlesnake venom comes out of their black breast. Mike Rivero, comments on what he's saying or any questions for him.
Well, my comment before was, I'm in agreement with what we were saying before the break. A biological release of some kind is probably going to be the means by which the government is going to try one more time to scare us all into agreeing with whatever their agenda really is. And we've certainly been seeing a ramp up of American biological weapons laboratories over the last several years, necessitating obviously all of this additional equipment being built
under BioShield, under the program of $6 billion. And notice how they're building them all in major urban areas.
Yeah, and that is really the scary thing, because all, you know, once you get an accident in a major urban area, you know, it's a real problem. Again, anthrax itself has zero secondary communicability, but a lot of these other things they're working with could potentially result in a runaway contagion.
Yeah, let me ask you this, Jerry, and then finish up, Mike, when we get back. Jerry, I mean, do guys that work in and around this ask why are they suddenly breaking every convention on bioweapons handling and moving them into cities?
Well, you know, we all questioned ourselves that. I don't know if you people know just exactly what level 4 and level 5 stuff is.
Tell you what, stay there. I want to get Mike's take on this, but I know, but I don't think the listeners know. This is hyper-weaponized stuff with close to 100% kills, and we'll be right back. And don't worry, folks, don't worry. All you that serve the government, they're going to kill you. They get a chance. Your mama government, going to kill her baby. You're going to get what you want.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change Final Cut. Endgame. Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today. Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, I want to get to some other callers, but I want Jerry to be able to finish up with what he was talking about. Yeah, tell us about, I know about level four. There's rumored to be these level five underground. And that's where they do a lot of the chimera cross species type genetic creations, which they've now admitted to a lot of those, but they won't. I don't know anything. I mean, I know they have level five, but that's so classified, we know nothing. I know level four has minefields, containment facilities, guys with machine guns guarding it. Tell us about that, Jerry.
Well, level four and below is below ground, concrete rooms. Rooms are sealed with concrete. The sterilization equipment that goes in them are actually sealed onto the wall, so you have a clean side and a dirty side. Anybody that goes to work there is watched constantly, followed to the hotels, what have you. I find it hard to believe anybody could get in and out of here without being seen. As far as Plum Island is concerned, the place is probably shot, okay? When I say shot, I'll give you an example. For instance, a chickenpox virus. If you took a small beaker of chickenpox virus and you opened it up in a room with 40 people standing in a room, it's so volatile, just by opening the beaker, within 20 minutes, everybody in the room would be infected. Now, that's just a chickenpox virus. God only knows what kind of stuff they're playing with. I'm sure they ain't going to tell us.
Remember 5 years ago when the head of the big Australian university released the design diagram to simply make a animal pox that kills 99%?
Yeah.
And he did it with the mouse pox.
Yeah.
Mike Rivero, do you think that's a cover story? I mean, for later releasing it? I mean, why would a government put out the design specifications to easily make something that kills 99% of the mammals it comes in contact with?
Well, I think that's kind of like putting out the blueprint for a nuclear warhead. Most of us know how one is put together, but if you can't get the tools and materials,
right,
it doesn't really matter. You know, this gets back to the fact, it's like this claim that Bruce Ivins or whoever made up this anthrax in a bucket in their garage. It's just complete nonsense. It takes millions of dollars worth of equipment and very tightly controlled feedstock supplies to manufacture these things. So I'm sure that if they're planning to do a biological false flag attack, they're going to have to somehow create this idea that whatever is going to be used, and I would say it's probably going to be anthrax, is easier to make, you know, and doesn't require a lab, you know, so that they can pick up this image of somebody in Iran just whipped this stuff up in their backyard and decided to shower it on America over the weekend.
Don't you think they prime us, though, in the media?
Oh, yeah, there's always a
priming
thing.
I mean, they've
been
talking about bird flu for how long? Nobody really knows anything great about it. You know, you get little bits and pieces of it. Like I said, it's going to have a delivery system.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to have to look like it's an epidemic that came into the country somehow, and the government's going to be our savior. We're going to go all get inoculated of some sort, and who knows if they're putting chips on us or sign agreements. Or,
and let's say, well, we know they've been drilling for forced inoculation, but the police
we know that
refused to go along with that 5 years ago. But, I mean, here's the hypothetical, and I'm not saying they're going to do this, but just think about the you couldn't kill our whole military with a foreign army, but if you gave them a delayed shot that was going to kill them in 6 months, you could inoculate all four branches of the armed service, and then they'd all die in 6 months.
And you have to have a containment system. You have to have a containment system. What do you think they got Tupperware coffins for? I mean, who knows? They could come kick in my door any minute. I work for another major company right now. They're trying to lease space from them, and the building was so contaminated they wouldn't even lease it from them. They told them to bulldoze the place. But I could really give you an earful on some other stuff on the Patriot Act, how that was shoved down our throats there, too. But that could be another time. But I want to say, gentlemen, it's been a pleasure talking to you. And keep on doing what you're doing, Alex. You won't believe how much your information is getting out there. I work for a major manufacturer to have over 4,000 employees, and I'm really surprised at how many people are educated and getting educated, and particularly some of the younger generation. I'm 50 years old, and I hope to see the downfall of this craziness in my lifetime.
That's what it is. It's the craziness. Call me back sometime, Jerry. Brian in New York, you're on the air with Mike Rivero. Go ahead.
Yes, hello, Alex and Mike.
Yes.
Yes, hi. Thanks for all your hard work, guys. I love your show, Alex. Thanks for everything. Hey, I'm the guy who confronted Gary Hart on his letter to Iran there.
Good job. You're in Truth Rising, yes.
That's right. Thanks for putting in the film. I love your film, by the way. It's awesome.
No, thank you for doing it.
Yes. I actually had a question about your video contest, which I think is an excellent idea that's going to generate a lot of awareness to the censorship.
Yes.
You had mentioned that there's a special prize for the video with the most hits by Monday morning.
Yeah, there's two different sets of there's two different waves of contests. There is a $2,000 prize. I've now fleshed out the actual numbers last night. A $2,000 prize for whoever makes a video about internet censorship, tying in PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com that are being censored by Sunday. So there's not much time. That's why this has got to be done in the next few days. Whoever gets the most hits by Sunday night, and that means whoever emails it, we've got contact points up there on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com about this, and then a $1,000 prize, which will be announced Monday, for whoever makes the best trailer for Truth Rising. So, and then on the 19th of this month, 14 days from now, or 15 days from now, we are going to have a $5,000 prize for the best video about internet censorship and exposing it.
Oh, okay. So that so the censorship video contest is for Monday as well.
There's two of them.
Right.
Because okay, that's the craziness that came off the top of my head yesterday when I blew up over all the censorship.
I love it, Alex, and I look forward to participating, actually. I'm a video editor myself.
Okay, well, all the details are up on Infowars.com right now. I'm waiting for my web guy to create a new email, like, contest at Infowars.com, but there's some contacts up there now, and as they come in, we'll be posting them, and we all win because then it gets the truth out about Internet censorship. Thank you for the call. You know, I want to go to David and Perry and Alan and Matthew and Brent, but I'm going to have to get to all of you once Alan Watt is on with us, but we'll get to you because we've got to let Mike Rivero go here in a minute. Mike, anything else important you want to talk about?
Yeah, I want to talk about, before we were talking about, you know, the population, you know, of America trying to deal with all that's going on. And I know that our government controls people by keeping them afraid. And a lot of people are afraid, not necessarily of the fake enemies the government is waving at us, but they're afraid of the government itself. But, you know, when you get angry, anger has a way of killing fear. And I was watching Network the other night where the Howard Beale character gets up and he says, I don't know how we're going to fix everything, but the first step is you got to get angry about it. And I think we're at that stage right now where people need to get angry over what the government is doing, and when they get angry, they'll realize they stop feeling afraid. And once they stop feeling afraid, then they're free to go out and do what needs to be done to get this country back on track.
I agree with you. It's always great to have your once-a-month visit with us, but I ended up having you on Sunday and today, so we really appreciate you spending time with us. Mike Rivera from WhatReallyHappened.com. We'll talk to you soon. By the way, I like the site redesign.
Thanks an awful lot. Thanks for having me on your show.
You bet. Take care. We're going to go now for the balance, an hour and 45 minutes roughly, with Alan Watt, another wonderful researcher. And I want to talk to Alan today. I want to get into some of their mechanisms, their control, their programming with him. He's really an expert on that. But I also want to talk to him about solutions and how we somehow get out of this mesmerized, hypnotized. Because the public, their brainwave show, and Alan can talk about this, are hypnotized. When you watch TV, the first time you watch it, there's different studies that show vaguely different numbers, but they're 45 to 50 minutes of watching television with the flicker rate. The first time you watch it, it takes close to an hour to push you into a dreamlike lower state of consciousness. I mean, your brainwaves change. The next time, it's about 10 minutes. The next time, it's about 3 minutes. And after you've been habitualized, you shift into a dream state, lower level of consciousness, a unconscious, purely subconscious brain operation, no interface between the cerebral cortex and the rest of the brain, or the two sides of the brain, the two different computers that hook together, and you go into this mode of being unconscious. And that's why the public seems like they're sleepwalking from job to job, from chore to chore. That's why months go by and it seems like an hour. That's why life is becoming meaningless. And I've been in, well, I took my wife out on her birthday to a restaurant, and I saw multiple families with 5- and 10-year-old children between those ages. And the families weren't talking. The adults were sitting there eating their steaks and their food, texting, and on the cell phone in a nice restaurant. The children all had their own little private video games or DVD players. And you could see the light, you know, flashing in their faces. And we're already being inserted into the matrix, as the Pentagon said in 2000 in that Army War College report about how they were going to insert us into a matrix. That was a declassified report from the 80s, which the film The Matrix is based on. The official policy of the U.S. military, the Army, is to, by 2025, to insert us into pods. Let me get Alan Watt to talk about that first. Now, that sounds crazy. Okay, I don't talk about astronauts saying aliens are real and about to land when it's in Associated Press, because that's disinfo. But what I do talk about is stuff far crazier. And I want to get Alan Watt's take on what I'm talking about. How do you, well, I've seen studies out that people are many times more suggestible than they were just 30 years ago. That's why hypnotists now, 50 years ago, couldn't hypnotize maybe 1 out of 10 people on the street. Now, 65% they can hypnotize. Because they're already hypnotized. They're already zombies, folks. You see, we're freaking out why people aren't waking up, because they're zombies. We'll be right back.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th, made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. GasFreedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know. Go to gasfreedom.info to learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. During the month of August, visit gasfreedom.info and receive $100 off of your order. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit gasfreedom.info. That's gasfreedom.info. Or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49, for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Alan Watt is our guest. By the way, if a tree fell in the forest and nobody heard it fall, did it make a sound? Like when we had Ron Paul on yesterday, out of the gates at the start of the show, our other big guest here, we randomly, throughout the four-hour radio show every day, go live on the internet for PrisonPlanet.tv members with the video feed. We also then record that and post it within an hour to 2 hours after the show, depending on how long it takes to encode, for members to go watch at their leisure. Then you great guys and gals chop it up, put it on YouTube, everywhere else. Do great, condensing down the info. We really appreciate it. Of course, there's also the free internet streams in higher quality at Infowars.com. And so we can catch up on some of the time today, getting Alan Watt on a bit late. I'm going to skip some of the breaks for InfoWars.com listeners. Those streams are separate from GCN Live. You'll need to move over to the InfoWars streams to hear some of the behind the scenes. Alan, you were on hold before we went to that break where I brought up how the public, when they watch television, it's admitted. They taught this in RTF, go into a dream state or a hypnotized state, and that now studies show, and we've read these on air, and you can go over them, I know you're an expert on this, that the public is more suggestible because of television, and a lot of people are staying in this unconscious, glazed-over mode. What are we dealing with there, and how did the scientific dictatorship implement this so cunningly?
We've got to go back into the histories of the publications of some of the members of this world movement, like Huxley and others, Lord Bertrand Russell, who talked about the whole notion of peace and how they defined peace, and that was to eliminate all conflict throughout the world. And that meant right down to male and female conflict, which meant that the separation of the family unit, the disintegration of the family unit even, was essential for world peace. But they also said that individualism had to be destroyed. And what that meant was they would have to target specific parts of the human brain. And those parts which gave you your self-preservation abilities, your perceptions, the same things that animals have, wild animals, that keeps them alive. And people like Arthur Koestler, who was a propagandist and a member of MI5, who wrote lots of novels and nonfiction books along this particular line, wrote one book called The Ghost in the Machine about the elimination of this part of the brain. And he mentioned how departments within the United Nations were working on methods to lobotomize this part of the brain, and they tried different methods, including chemical lobotomization, viral attack through inoculation, and various other means. Now, they have done this, I am pretty certain. They've been pretty well successful with most people, and it was to be augmented again with the kind of technology that Brzezinski was talking about, technotronic era, in his book Between Two Ages, where he talks about techniques used, scientific techniques, electronic devices, which would, and he meant from the basic units of television onwards up to literal ELF waves from towers, affecting people's minds and eventually directing them. He said eventually people won't know where their thoughts come from or where their opinions will come from. They'll be unable to think for themselves. They'll expect the media to do their reasoning for them.
And by the way, just a quick interruption to back you up. Then 6 years ago, the Baltimore Sun reported that DARPA, for over a decade then, that's now almost 16 years ago, has, quote, put up towers in major cities and is testing calming us.
Yeah.
So see, just an incredible run-for-the-hills revelation. They're already bombarding us. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, that ties in with a report that came out of Sweden from the Swedish newspaper, the Finnish newspapers, Finland, where scientists there had used a standing cell phone tower, one of the big, tall ones you see in the countryside, and they were monitoring the brain frequencies of passers-by in a certain area, a radius of a few miles. And eventually they could actually identify each individual. And without moving anything on that tower, they could target any individual within 3 feet.
And this is all mainstream news, but people listening are laughing right now. Folks, it's 2008. This is Buck Rogers.
Oh, it's here. It's here. And you go through the airports now, they have camming lights, and they're also using this technology in the airports. They have blue, greenish lighting, and it's called calmatives. They're using calmative technology to calm the
passengers. That was in AP 3 weeks ago. In fact, Chertoff had a big demonstration of it. And they're using passive MRI, which from 100 feet away is scanning the brain, which they're now putting on the cell towers, as you mentioned. Everything Alan Watt says is documented. I have separately read it in mainstream news, everything he just said. Hidden in plain view. We'll come back, Alan, and I want you to, you've got the total floor here. In fact, I'm gonna just sit back and listen. I want to break down how they're doing this. But more importantly, why am I immune? Why are you immune? This stuff only enrages me.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention! This is an extremely urgent news update on the global food shortage. If you've ever wanted to produce your own dirt cheap survival foods, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all kinds of survival foods in a bit of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. And here's the best part. This course teaches you how to store food for pennies on the dollar. Hunger is spreading across the globe. Food riots have already broken out in over 20 countries. Will troops guard food supplies in the U.S. this winter? Don't wait. Learn the food storage secrets that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get all the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or call toll-free at 877-327-0365. Don't wait for long lines and empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Keep out of reach of children under 6 years of age. If you accidentally swallow more than used for brushing, seek professional assistance or contact a poison control center immediately. Why would you or your family use a product with this warning? If you're looking for a safe and natural alternative to keep your teeth healthy, clean, and sparkling, then you need Soli Smile All-Natural Tooth Powder, the first tooth powder of its kind. Soli Smile contains 84 mineral-rich Himalayan sea salt, baking soda, and xylitol, a sugar substitute with long-lasting dental benefits. Soli Smile comes in 5 flavors, made from grade-A essential oils, so I know it'll please even your kids. You'll also appreciate the convenient 2-ounce airline-safe size. Try some, and you too will have a Soli Smile. Order some today at SoliSmile.com. That's SOLAYSmile.com. Or call us toll-free, 866-497-0274. That's 866-497-0274. Mention GCN for a free gift, complete with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
There is a scientific dictatorship. They've written hundreds of textbooks bragging how they're doing it all to us, brain damaging us with mercury, injecting us with different cancer viruses that are hormonally triggered, age-triggered, to kill you. And the cancer rates are going straight up. Every other disease, degenerative type of affliction is intensifying. And it's being done scientifically by people playing God on huge power trips. And it's real. And it's happening now. So I was getting into how the public is mesmerized, how more and more they are in a matrix-like condition. Their brainwaves are different. And then now it's intensifying. I'm not bashing video games. I know big video game designers, a lot of them are big fans of the show. I've been stuck in a bunch of video games. Where the video games, you get to the final level of, some of the most popular games, and they open the safe up, and it's my videos in the safe, the ultimate answer. Just all sorts of craziness. But the point is, the video games, something about the added controlling the joystick with the not moving and the intense focus gets you into a lower than dream state, which is a unnatural state of near-death narcosis and actually causes endorphins to flow. That's why these kids love 10, 15, 20 hours. I remember I had video games when I was a teenager. They were more primitive, but I remember a few Saturdays. I never got that heavy into them. 2-3 hours would go by like that, and I'd be sitting there in a daze, but like in heaven, totally focused, going through all the levels. And later I saw the scientific reports that I was in a artificially oxygen-starved narcosis. But that said, going back to Alan Watt, Alan, lay it out for us.
Yeah, these techniques were, they copied a lot of this actually from the yogis of India. They studied them. They studied some of the top yogis in the 1800s and early 1900s and did all the measurements in their body and so on. They were intrigued by the guys who could go into this almost trance-like state, death-like states, with very, very shallow breathing, and they measured the oxygen content in their bloodstreams and how they survived, et cetera. But they also were measuring their brain patterns. And what they found, too, was that people in such brain pattern states could be very easily influenced and directed with outside information being pumped into them. You're easily led, you might say. Things which seem absurd to you in a fully conscious state, you'll take it at face value and accept it without thinking. And we know they were using these techniques because the military-industrial complex were using these games long before the public had access to internet or video games for their military training. And they found the same thing, that the people who were trained in the more advanced games to kill on sight would actually do it in combat in the battlefield. And what they found, too, when they did immediate tests on these particular soldiers who would kill, they found that their breathing rate was much shallower, too, just like as though they were in the video game. So they're going into the same response mode in the battlefield as they were on the video game. They were trained to do that. So it has that effect on you. We also know that the Japanese are leading the field in this area. And we do remember that some of the earlier games that came out were putting out thousands of children saw it on television.
Pokemon.
Yeah, and they all went into epileptic seizures. Well documented. And we get that published in mainstream media. And then the public go and buy the games.
Let's explain again. Every time it would show in what they admitted was a test, tens of thousands of children with collapse convulsing. The problem was is they knocked their teeth out or busted their, you know, their eyes. They got hurt. And so they quit doing it. But in a test, anytime they want, they can flick the switch and make you fall down on the ground convulsing.
Mm-hmm. And what they found, too, with these games, you see, this isn't just the games. It's the parts of the brain that they want to target to alter behavior, mood, serotonin levels, etc. And it's the temporal lobe they were aiming for. The temporal lobe is very, very important if you want to control people. And the types of epilepsy that they were inducing was temporal lobe epilepsy, and where they go into a fugue state. And now people who have epilepsy will often get the initial fugue coming on them, where things seem unreal to them. They're moving in a surrealistic world.
It's like a hallucination. It's like a hallucination, or some people call them the quizzles, where they're in a sleepwalking state.
Mm-hmm. And that happens before they go into the actual grand mal seizure. And they can have a fugue state again of complete amnesia when they come out of it. So this is the same kind of thing that they're inducing by going for areas of the temporal lobe. Now, it's interesting, too, they've got everyone addicted to cell phones, which also affect the temporal lobe. It's doing similar things there. People are mesmerized on these phones. They'll stand there and talk in street corners for hours and hours. Hours go by.
And I'm going to stop you again just to back you up. I have seen, literally, I saw two or three today, thousands of university and government studies. And I remember one about 8 years ago because I had a buddy who was always on the cell phone. I noticed his behavior was changing. He was always on it for no reason, just jabbering. And before, he'd never been on the telephone. You couldn't keep him on it. And I remember reading that it raises the brain up to 3 degrees in temperature. But any cell phone call after 5 minutes, even the ones that have a lower emission, you get a 1 degree increase in brain temperature. And then it went on to say that it is addictive and created opiate-like responses in the double-blind study. So I'm just backing up. Mm-hmm. What you're saying, again, is mainstream news.
Mm-hmm. So that there's nothing surprising to me about any of this. This is an agenda. People like Brzezinski, who was right in there with the NSA, published some of this stuff in his own books to do with controlling whole populations. And he said populations, not just individuals. and that this technology would be used. And prior to him in the 1950s, you find Lord Bertrand Russell, who also worked for MI5 and 6, publishing the same thing in his Impact of Science on Society book, where he mentioned that the techniques would be used that would bring whole populations to the conclusions and then have no idea that it was even being done to them. And he said, eventually we'll be able to convince absolutely anyone of anything.
Now, I want to move forward from there historically, but let me digress. I wouldn't say you and I and many others are immune, but with any disease, with any program, with any, you know, there's always immune roaches to certain poisons. There's always plants that are immune. There's always people throughout history that are immune or resistant to things. Why, going back about 8-9 years ago, I pretty much quit watching TV because it would irritate me. It would anger me. I knew stuff was going on there. Why, just with the social programming, why did Alan Watt, why are Alex Jones and millions of others, why are we at least resistant?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think the precursor that set up the whole field for this to work for the elite was the inoculations. They were the initial precursors that set up the brain structure by attacking the brain. Now, and all weaponry, they go for the biggest kill for the buck, basically. In other words, as many people as possible, but not everyone. That's how all weapons generally work. And we find this. There are people with different physiologies, and people who tend to have allergies, etc., can also divert toxins away from their brain that would normally be uptaken by the brain. And it'd be diverted elsewhere, so they end up having sometimes problems, stomach, gastric problems, lower bowel problems, stuff like that, where this stuff has been drawn to and has settled in, but it did not go to the brain. And I've found that with a lot of people who are really awake and have been most of their lives, I try to find the common denominators in them, and I talk to them, and that is one thing that a lot of them have are these what seem simple allergies, but pretty persistent allergies, but their brains are quite clear. But we also possibly can have slightly different wave patterns that at present are not under these microwave and ELF-type frequencies. They might get around to that eventually.
Well, I mean, you mentioned the first big insult before the mass programming begins at birth with the shots. When we were young, we didn't get as many shots or no shots, mm-hmm. and I have seen that as a correlating factor. People in the country... I mean, here's an example. I've had a lot of medical doctors on about this. One of them, Dr. Eisenstein, has one of the biggest practices in Illinois. I mean, out of over 100,000 Amish in just a three-county area, none of them have autism. None of them have any neurological problems. And then he did a study and looked at other studies around the country, in Pennsylvania and other places where you have Amish. They don't have it. It isn't there. But it's the same thing with Dr. Ewan Cameron and the mind control. When they would grab these children in these declassified tests, they would first, for 6 months, as you know, but for the listeners, electroshock them to wipe things out, to create that original insult as a place to then start building the new identity or the new wavelength.
Mm-hmm. That's right. They did use a lot of children in the MKUltra tests as well. It wasn't just adults, even though the movie, the CBC, covered it, actually whitewashed more than they showed. And they were using a lot of children. They wiped out their memory to try to build a completely brand new personality that would be robot-like and very obedient and put them out into society and use them as spies, etc.
So it's the vaccines are acting as the chemical lobotomy or as the electroshock?
No, there's no doubt about it. See, Kessler talked about these tests being done back in the 50s and 60s, and under the auspices of the United Nations, and the different groups who are doing, some of them, like the Soviets, were doing direct lobotomies, physical, mechanical lobotomies. They were also doing that in the United States under the guys who worked for the eugenics programs in the psychiatric institutions, and they were doing prefrontal lobotomies to thousands of troops that came back from to the U.S., after World War II and Korea.
Have you ever seen the black and white films of them laughing and just jabbing an ice pick in the troop's head and going and laughing?
That's what they did.
Laughing to the students going, watch this, as the guy's chained down awake. They just go, ha, 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 ha. I mean, it's the most bloodthirsty stuff you've ever seen with an ice pick.
That's right. And even had traveling, they called them the mobile doctor who did the lobotomies on behalf of the U.S. government. And he He did it out of the back of his van. This was high science, as they called it. And all they were doing was destroying the frontal cortex. Now, that's where your behavior is altered, right in the frontal cortex. That's a definite behavior alteration right there. And you do become much more suggestible, very easily managed by authorities, because you have no confidence in your own decision-making powers afterwards.
Well, all of this is really just a scientific codification of total war against our own species by aberrant psychopaths directing human development, and it isn't just that it's cold-blooded and they want the power. This is a literal wonderland to carry out all the horrors that are horrible to us but that are beautiful to them.
Absolutely. The public have no idea that war was declared upon them long ago. Total war, all-out war, was declared upon every member of the common people, as they put it at the time. The commoners, they were afraid would outbreed them and eventually overthrow them and take over. And they claimed that the world would be in darkness because we're all too stupid to make good and proper decisions. So therefore, the idea was they'd have to eliminate the common types, the inferior types that had not made it up the Darwinian scale into success and monetary success and business success. They'd have to be eliminated. But of course, if they got wind of it, there could be an uprising. So they had to make a secret war. And it's not so secret today. It's out in the open under various guises that we must bring the population down one way or another. There's not enough food and all of the various crises they're creating. Now, that again was part of the plan back in the early 1900s. Big international corporations were to be heavily funded to take over the entire food supply of the planet. That was part of the agenda. And then by doing so, they could tighten the reins, bring it in, and then declare eventually there was a food crisis.
And adulterate the food.
Adulterate it, absolutely. The chemicals are in it are not there just for preserving the food. It's also to alter you. People have become terribly sick, and the IQ has dropped over the last 50 years or so.
And the sperm count. People.
And the sperm count is way down as well. So none of this is by chance, and now they've admitted that there's a particular substance in soy, which they pushed mightily back in the 60s and 70s, is a substitute for meat and had so many people go on it. And males who've been on it, their sperm count is down 70% lower than those who are not.
And it also is now associated with breast cancer, but they tell women eat it for breast cancer, and now, I mean, it's just they're all getting breast cancer, and it's just the government will have all these big pageants and anti-cancer rallies with celebrities and everyone fighting it together, making it like some great, ooh, you've got it too. Ooh, it's like having a cold. Oh, the government, let's take more vaccines. They love us. And now, in the past, they would just take troops out in the field and nerve gas them. Now it's getting widespread where I'm looking at the numbers, and then they're all calling me now going, yes, that almost everybody's been in the military. When they hit about 45, they're getting the cancer now, even in families that never had cancer.
Yes,
but then even more, the troops are just dropping dead when they give them the shots.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I've talked to some of them, too, and they phone me up when they come back, and they tell me they were given all kinds of medications, and they're not told what these medications were. They were told to open their mouths every morning. The sergeant comes along and pops these pills in their mouth, make sure they swallow them, too. And these are all tests they're doing on different sections of the military. I'm sure it's to affect their mind as well. They're trying to create this good killer robotic type soldier who will not suffer with flashbacks when he gets home.
Well, they had
no memory.
Well, the head futurist, Dr. Marshall at the Pentagon, said that in Wired magazine, as you know.
That's right. Hmm. So this is at the age where science is supposed to rule and dominate. And all this began hundreds of years ago with the old alchemists, the Fraternity of Alchemy, who said that they'd always keep the advanced sciences to themselves. That was part of their oath. And by doing so, they'd take power over kings, queens, and governments, because those governments would need them to create the war machines. But ultimately, they would rule in what they called a logical manner, where the world would be run by the superior ones using logic.
And to them, they say, logically, might makes right, survival of the fittest, social Darwinism, and they point blank say in their books and all in thousands of different footnotes, we are going to build a worldwide control grid. We're going to kill 90-plus% of you, And we're going to do it for the betterment of us. And to them, that's logical.
To them, it is logical. An end justifies a means. I think it was Rockefeller said at the World Bank meeting that this generation are the cannon fodder for this particular agenda. And he said also that he says, well, you can't make an omelet without breaking eggs. So all the crises you're going through in the last 50 years, the breakup of families, the incredible disruption in society, the drugs, etc., that's just what goes into making the omelet, and it's too bad. It has to be done.
That's just what has to be done, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to skip this break for Infowars.com audio stream listeners. You got to go to that site, listen to those streams, the one on Infowars.com. And then we're also streaming live on the web at PrisonPlanet.tv. Members can see the document cam, the guest cam, the internet cam, and a lot more. So we will be right back in 3 minutes for everybody else, but for PrisonPlanet.tv members and folks, we're going to keep talking behind this break.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage? Was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
You know that there's treason going on. You can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of
that. Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at Infowars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Have you ever suffered from Giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports is suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural, organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is the key to a healthy digestive tract. To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now online, go to www.freshwaterorganics.com. You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, down, down.
And the flames went higher. And it burns, burns, burns. The ring of fire. The ring of fire.
And it burns, burns, burns.
Yeah, the truth hurts, but not facing the truth a lot worse.
The ring of fire.
I indict the globalists. You know, they say through their social Darwinian system that if the public's dumb enough to be enslaved and dumbed down and poisoned, that's what they deserve. And I say to them that, you know, that's like saying, well, if a baby doesn't know how to feed itself, kill it. like Dr. Peter Singer says, or old people are like mackerel, go ahead and kill them. We destroy who we are as humans when we don't empathize, when we don't take care of weaker, when we don't thrill at unlocking minds or teaching. I love teaching people. I love learning. I love showing people things. I love seeing things be built. I want the best in our species and to try to suppress the worst in us. Instead, the globalists say, no, order out of chaos. We'll play them off against each other, make them bestial, animalistic, dumb them down, play on their weakest factors. Your take on that, Alan Watt, and then solutions. I know you're saying they're all casualties of war, move on, but for friends, for family, for others, I have been able to unlock minds, but just with a frontal assault of shocking them, maybe like a big bucket of ice water. But what are some of your ideas there?
Yeah, this is the main problem with most people. They try and wake up the person next to them, as generally a spouse or a relative, and that's where dissension comes in. And what generally happens, they overload them with too much at once. You've got to realize that you've moved on into a different realm of understanding. That person's still back there in the 6 o'clock news version, and you've got a head-on clash right away. You're talking an alien language to them, and they have been trained that if it isn't on television, it cannot be true. So you have to, even with a presentation of evidence, they still go into a mind lock because they do believe the media is going to tell them all the truth they should know. They really believe that's the function of the media. They've been trained that way. And they have to go into a mind lock when you present them with facts, printed documentation, and so on. And it takes a lot of time, just feeding them a little bit at a time. And so pick something which is contemporary, that is provable to them. Even the heavy aerial spraying we've had for 10 years, coupled with the changing weather, because they're creating this new weather phenomena to convince us that we are the problem. However, they are doing it. You can see them doing it. You can breathe it, see them even creating a storm. And that's the kind of thing that you can show them immediately, that they must start using their own perceptions for the first time.
And if they deny it, you can show them the communist Chinese today.
Yeah.
Clearing the air with different devices in Beijing. Now,
mm-hmm.
Expanding on that, you mentioned how they want to kill our propulsion or our self-preservation instinct.
Yeah.
Because they say, "Ooh, that's too aggressive. That will, be their impulse drive system to fight us and to have mm-hmm. sovereignty and to defend their family and tribalism. Oh, no, only our elitist tribalism is okay. We've got to neutralize that in them." And you're right. As Richard N. Haas, the head of the CFR, says, modern environmentalism is about taking our survival drive and turning it against ourselves, making mm-hmm. us the problem. So it's kind of a feedback loop, or like being electrocuted. We must get rid of humans to save the humans. So it makes mm-hmm. our survival mechanism turn against itself. Turn the gun against ourselves. Let's
yeah.
kill ourselves to save ourselves. Meanwhile, the globalists, as you said, with weather control, are doing things to the earth to then stampede us into accepting that we're the problem.
Yeah, there's it's the guy behind the curtain in The Wizard of Oz. That's what they're doing. And they whistle in the wind and say nothing while the proof is in front of our faces if we care to look at it. Yeah.
All right, Alan Watt, we've been all over the map here. I want to get more into how somebody listening who's laughing right now, how we get them to realize they've been mesmerized by television, that they are in a dream setting, that they are hypnotized. Back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Our beloved.